As Americans head out for a weekend of picnics and barbecues, Morning Edition is putting some food on the table itself. We are starting a series called Hidden Kitchens. We want you to tell your stories about food, stories that reveal bigger truths about your community. The series is going to be produced by Jay Allison and the Kitchen Sisters. That's Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva. They've already been on the road listening for ideas.
Hello, this is Jay Allison. The Kitchen Sisters and I are gathering stories for a new Morning Edition series exploring the world of hidden kitchens, street corner cooking, legendary meals, and eating traditions, how communities come together through food. We hope you'll join us in this quest.
Mr. Bronson came to us on Thursday. He would load his pickup with delicatessen, and he had a scale on the back of the truck and a pickle barrel. And he would drive it through the various small towns of Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. Mr. Bronson would tell us stories about other Jewish families some 10 miles up the road, who was sick and who was dying and who was making some money. He just spread the gossip.
We want to know who is cooking on your corner and in your neighborhood. We're looking for stories of tiny kitchen economies. Food sold from carts, vans, roach coaches, rolling kitchens, night kitchens, the taqueria that appears in the car wash and disappears by midnight.
I'm Isabel Sanchez. I was born in San Antonio, Texas. My grandmother's name was Teresa Cantu Rocha. She was a chili queen. She was around at that time. What I would hear from my mother, they had tables. They were outside around the mercado.
Tell us, who glues your community together through food, and where do they cook? Who are the local pioneers and kitchen visionaries?
My name is Lou Marcelli, and I'm the Commodore of the Dolphin Club. My nickname is Lou the Glue, because I have a tendency to just hang out at one spot.
In North Beach, there is a saying that people who have put in a lot of time cooking behind the same stove are called old stoves.
This is my headquarters here. That's where I cook, right here. Calamari is nice and white when it's fresh. And after a couple of days, it starts getting a little red and pinkish. If I want to keep it, I freeze it, but I freeze it in milk. When I cook, I always cook enough for a few more people. You know, like I've been a bachelor for 75 years.
At the Dolphin Club, there are a lot of old Italian men, like firemen and policemen and waiters. They exercise a little, swim a little, and then they sit around and talk about the old days and talk about sex and what's going to happen to somebody if he has testicular cancer. And, you know, anyway, they cook food for each other, and I think it really keeps them going.
Some kitchens are in hidden locations. Some are hidden by time. We'd like to know about kitchens that are tucked away, out of the sight of society.
A friend of mine, when she was in jail, told me about how the women really had this yearning to cook, even in their limited circumstances. And a lot of it was food that just had to be built from the vending machines.
I know a million ways to cook top ramen.
Alfredo over ramen by crushing up potato chips.
Take a base of ramen noodles, and they would take pieces of paper and fold them and stick them through the bars. And they would have a matron bring a cup of hot water and dump the hot water down the paper to run into the ramen cup. And then they would mix with the ramen slices of Slim Jim and then crush Cheetos on the top to make kind of a little soup, which she said she still has a taste for to this day. She said there was one woman who really wanted to make desserts for people in her cellmates, and she would take some of the hostess products and things from the vending machine and kind of separate them out and take the little cream icing out and the cream inside and kind of mush the pastry parts together and put the cream back in and make these little cakes. She would go around offering pieces of this to people, and it just really, to me, spoke of this, no matter where you are, there's this need to touch and cook and serve food to people.
What food tradition is disappearing from your life, from your neighborhood, from the planet? What should be captured and documented before it disappears or changes beyond recognition?
When you are traveling, there are ways of finding unexpected food, food that's outside of the mainstream. I look through the the most local newspaper. If there's a pancake breakfast and church bazaars, firehouse dinners, or school fundraisers. And I keep my eyes open on the side of the road for hand-lettered signs. And you ask people. Sometimes you find specialties that people don't make anyplace else. In southern Maryland, there is St. Mary's County stuffed ham. It's ham that's stuffed with kale and garlic and hot pepper and wrapped in a flannel shirt and boiled and then sliced and served cold. And it's a fascinating dish that you only find in that one county in the whole world.
Maybe when you're gathered with family and friends over this 4th of July weekend, think of us and tell us a story. The number is 202-408-0300. We think of this series as a kind of oral history of America's hidden kitchens and changing kitchen traditions. The Kitchen Sisters and I will be building our stories from your leads and calls, so thank you for joining us in this. Again, the NPR Hidden Kitchens line is 202-408-0300. I'm Jay Allison.
In addition to Jay Allison, our story was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. They'll all be back with more stories starting in October. To find out more about the people you heard in this story, visit NPR.org. And one more time, to share your own stories about hidden kitchens, call this phone number, 202-408-0300.